The Wild Walk is a quarter-mile series of boardwalks, suspension bridges, and platforms that gradually elevate people above the tree level for a panoramic view of the Adirondacks. Wild Walk designer Chip Ray says the heart of his design rests in the natural setting surrounding it.
The main structural things, these Corten steel trees, are really the form of all of the conifers that surround the Wild Center so much a part of the landscape. And the reflections of it in the detailing, the handrails are all white pine needles and things like that. You become part of the forest. You know, it becomes a more sort of introspective experience, I think, because you are part of it, rather than just being on an elevated sidewalk.
Walking through the forest footpath leading to the Wild Walk, Northland Associates' Ron Berlin said it was the most unique project he had ever been involved in.
The goal was to disturb as little of the footprint as possible. There was a perimeter set out at the very beginning of the project, and that was the absolute maximum that we were allowed, and our superintendent was able to come up with some ideas that allowed us to reduce that footprint even more. And you will see as you walk this that some of the existing trees and branches, they actually overhang the new work. We were able to work that closely to the existing forest and disturb very little of it.
There are 8 platforms connected by a series of suspension, steel truss, or wood bridges. Conical metallic forms emerge from platforms, simulating pine trees. The Wild Walk begins with a covered bridge. One platform hosts a gigantic treehouse. Suspension bridges lead to a huge white pine snag. A bit higher is the spider web, a net suspending people 24 feet above the forest floor. At the apex of the Wild Walk, the Eagle's Nest provides panoramic views of the Adirondack High Peaks, Mount Morris, Mackenzie, and Whiteface Mountains. Tupper Lake Mayor Paul Maroon believes the Wild Walk will spur tourism in the Adirondacks.
It's a fantastic feat of architecture, engineering design that combines nature with people. You can see the Racket River, which flows into the St. Lawrence. You can see Whiteface Mountain. You can see chipmunks running on the ground. You can sit in a spider's web and feel what a bumblebee feels like when it's caught in a spider's web. It's really a fantastic piece of architect that puts people in touch with nature. I'm very excited about it. I think Tupper Lake is on the cusp of becoming a great tourist attraction in the heart of the Adirondacks.
The $5.5 million Wild Walk opened exactly 9 years after the Wild Center, the Natural History Museum of the Adirondacks, opened. While there are suspension bridges and staircases to the forest floor, the main structure is universally accessible. I'm Pat Bratley, WAMC News.